the gentleman you're about to hear played on the Saturday Light Brigade twice. Maybe you've heard him before, maybe not, but he's back now at age 19 and a singer and songwriter, plays a number of different instruments too. You'll get to know him and we'll catch up a little bit throughout this hour, but we'll start with a song. Here is Marcus Meston.
Sinking ship and you're the captain. There's holes all over and you're the whistleblower. Man, can you catch a break? Cause this is all the boat can be. And there's a billion fish in the sea. And all we know right now is we can't let it go. And the chase is all you. Scenario is relapsing, and the story just isn't adding up. There's holes all over, and you're the whistleblower. Man, can you catch a break? Cause this is all the boat can be, and there's a billion fish in the sea. And for some reason unknown, we can let it go. And the chase is all you know. Oh, we don't have to sail the seven seas to know there is more than you and me. Cause this is all the boat can be, and there's a billion fish in the sea. Can't let it go, and the chase is all you know. This is all the boat can be, and there's a billion fish in the sea. And for some reason unknown, we can't let it go, and the chase is all you know.
Marcus Meston at the Saturday Light Brigade. So, Marcus, what was the name of the song you
that
just
That song was called Sinking Ship.
And how old is it?
It's new. It's really new.
And can you tell me a little bit about it when you wrote?
So at school, I go to Ohio University, and I had a lot of time with my guitar, so I was, you know, writing songs in my dorm room. And I was keeping it pretty hushed. I live in a mod, so there's, like, people that can hear through the walls, and I was just kind of working on songs.
Is that modular housing? Or what's
so it's like the housing's, like, six rooms close together.
Wow.
And
okay.
The walls are super thin. So I wrote, like, four or five songs this semester, and that was one of them, so I thought I'd share it.
Yeah, I could see you kind of quietly playing, you know, the...
I was just, you know, noodling around and working it out. So.
And what is this, your sophomore year? Or
yeah, I'm a sophomore in college.
And what are you studying?
I'm studying audio production.
Excellent. Yeah, so. Excellent. We may have talked about this before, but we have a person who's worked with us here that had that same course of study there. And it's a really good school for that. And I imagine it's helping you musically too, or at least exposing you to
some new stuff. It's really interesting to, you know, talk to the older kids who have been more experienced in the program. And I've learned a lot from them. And I mean, a lot of them have bands and stuff at school. So I get to see, you know, how they apply, you know, their knowledge from school to, you know, their music talents. So.
I know this isn't the reason you're here, but I want to take advantage of your being here to ask you this. Do you have any advice for people that are about to enter college? And because you've got some good perspective in your second year.
Yeah.
There are some folks who are going to be graduating this year, or maybe who are at the midpoint in their freshman year and are, you know, concerned about how it's going.
Yeah.
You've had a chance to kind of get your sea legs. Does anything come to mind?
Yeah. I think I've seen this in a lot of people that they sometimes follow what, you know, their parents want them to do or what they think is right. And something that I learned is that, you know, I found something that I loved. And even though, you know, sometimes people might not say it's the most practical thing, if you're passionate about it, I firmly believe you can do, you know, something great. And I feel like a lot of kids feel like they need to study, you know, business or engineering so they can get a job. And, you know, and if they're interested in that, you know, that's fine too. But I think that if you find that you're passionate about something and you want to pursue that, it's best to do that instead of wait.
That's good advice. Did you start as a music production major?
Yeah. I kind of, before when I was looking at schools, I was kind of like, maybe I want to do business. Maybe I want to do something else. But then I found, you know, I always knew that I loved it. And I felt like if I didn't go out and pursue it and take the leap, that I'd feel bad about it. So I think that a lot of kids sometimes feel pressured to pursue something because of outside sources.
Well, I think you're right. And the high price of college doesn't help much either.
No. Yeah.
Because you begin to look at your higher education as a return on investment.
Exactly.
And that can be very difficult depending on what you want to study. Marcus Mestin is with us. He's 19 and is from Upper St. Clair, home for the holidays. Mm-hmm. And what would you like to play next?
I'm going to play a song called Eventually.
Okay.
I think everything will be all right, even if the stars don't shine tonight, 'cause I know I won't bend or break today. 'Cause I know that you have me, and I don't want now to be eventually. I know that you have me, and I don't want now to be eventually. Days move on without a fight, and someday that won't be alright, but right now I'm okay with that. 'Cause I know that you have me, and I don't want now to be eventually. And I know that you have me, and I don't want now to be eventually. I've been taken by a storm that I can't ignore. Maybe I need a hurricane to take all my ways away. I know that you have me, and I don't want now to be eventually. I know that you have me, and I don't want now to be eventually.
It's Marcus Mestin at the Saturday Light Brigade. I know we probably have talked about this before, but new people tuning in, and also it's always good to hear it from different perspectives. How did you start writing songs and playing guitar?
I started probably around the age of 13. I kind of am ashamed to admit this, but it's totally something that happened, I think, around the time that I got into it. I was intrigued by Guitar Hero, and something about that just I had a friend who was into music, and just that started happening. Like that took a huge leap, and so I got interested in it because of that. And then I always had a studio in my basement because my dad, records music and all that. So it all kind of came together at the same time. So I got into, playing the guitar, and I started writing songs and recording in GarageBand. Horrible songs. They're awful. And I listen to them right now, and it's embarrassing. But you know what? I wrote probably 50 songs that just aren't good. And I've heard them, but I started to get into songwriting and listening to different people, and it was a good learning experience. But I'm glad that I felt intrigued, and I felt motivated to write all these songs, because it's weird to see it in my iTunes library.
Well, yeah, and I mean you just sort of have to let that all flow, because
I did. Yeah,
you never know what's waiting behind the next one. I sort of understand Guitar Hero. I never really became adept at it.
Yeah.
I don't hear much about Guitar Hero these days. I'm sure it's still out there.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it's doing now, but I know when I was maybe, 7 years ago, when I was 13, I was really into it, and I thought it was awesome.
See, I've always thought that Banjo Hero or maybe a Dobro Hero or Fiddle Hero could be good. Now, you play other instruments, too. What do you play?
I play the bass and drums as well, and a little bit of keyboards. I played drums in a band at school, so it's good to kind of have that experience doing the live thing and, branching out a little bit.
Whose songs are they when you play?
They're not mine. The band's called Wholehearted Halfwits, and they've been doing music together. Like they're all from Athens, Ohio, where the college is, and they've been writing together since seventh grade. So they had a thing going already. So I kind of just hopped in when they needed a drummer.
That's actually a really good band name.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, I like it.
It's misspelled a lot, though, so.
That would be a W. I was going to say three H's and a W. It's W-H-H-W. Make for a nice logo.
Yeah. It actually does look pretty cool whenever they're working on a logo right now. I'm recording and producing their album, so.
That's nice. Are they older than you? Or?
No, they're my age, actually. But
I like it. Wholehearted Halfwits.
Wholehearted Halfwits.
Makes sense. There's more I want to talk about, but why don't we catch another song? What would you like to do next?
I'm going to do this song that actually doesn't have a name. So I'm going to call it Untitled.
Untitled. So, okay. So this is Marcus Meston from Upper St. Clair, 19, with us here at SLB.
As it ought to be. of your own tragedy. You always thought that you could not fall. You proved to yourself that some things are unavoidable. As I look back to your pink diamond eyes, no, it's never gonna work. It's your turn to hurt, and I know that you won't ever come back. No, it's never gonna work. It's your turn to hurt now. It's your turn to hurt now.
Marcus Meston at the Saturday Light Brigade here from Ohio University, not Ohio State, but Ohio University, OU. Trying to remember, it's red and black. What are your?
No, that's Ohio State.
Oops,
so red,
sorry.
And we're green. We're green and white, I think.
There's somebody with an Ohio University flag on North Avenue here on the north side, not far from our studios. I always see that pennant up there.
Yeah.
What's the vibe like there? It's a relatively small school.
Right? Yeah, it's a college town. It's a lot like State College, Penn State. So really revolves around the school.
But much smaller, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's like it has maybe 22, 23,000. So it's like half the size of Penn State, but it has like a main street. Where there's a lot of restaurants and bars and stuff, and a really pretty campus. I really like it. It's brick and very colonial feeling.
Yeah. So. I didn't know OU was that large. I was thinking the undergraduate size was lower than that. What's the music scene there? You mentioned playing out with a Wholehearted Half Wit.
Yeah.
But are there other genres that are popular?
Yeah, it's a really cool scene. I love it a lot. You see, I mean, there's metal. I'm not really into that, but you know, for us, we're like alternative rock, kind of Black Keys, bluesy, but kind of singer songwriter stuff. And there's a lot of people who are in that genre. So we play a lot of shows like that, a lot of jam bands and stuff. I went over the summer to Athens Music Festival. We played there and it was just a bunch of bars, like six or seven. And there was a free pass, that people could get into. You could get a wristband and you could go to like between the seven bars, freely. And it was really cool. There's a lot of bands. I see one of my professors is in a band. And my advisor, so it's kind of cool to see him play out and that
yeah,
kind of stuff.
I mean, I would imagine your professors in audio production, yeah. A lot of them probably are musicians.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
And what are you learning in audio production now?
Well, you know, I took a lot of general classes, but I'm getting into it a little more. I was really interested in audio for video and how that works and, you know, I was so surprised to hear, like, for the Batman movie, the recent Batman movie, that, you know, 80% of the dialogue was done in the studio, re-recorded. Like, I didn't know that at all for some
reason.
So a lot of, I'm really interested in the audio and video aspect of it, and there's a lot of good professors in the film school, too, so they kind of team up together, so.
That's, you know, I'm not surprised. I didn't know that about video for film. I do know... every now and then somebody will film something and they'll want us to extract the audio from it and use it. And I'll just sort of shake my head and say, nah, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
Because without those visual cues, you don't know how bad TV sound is until you get rid of the picture and listen to it. Although doing it in post-production like
that. There's a lot of those big films do post-production, a lot of stuff with post-production to make it clear, which I thought was interesting.
This is off the subject from your performance, but is there ever any talk in your classes about the public's willingness to accept lower quality sound? You know, you think about MP3s, for example. If there are MP3s, you know, that are not the highest quality, I think if people heard those 30 years ago, they would say, I can't listen to this.
Yeah.
It sounds awful. But today, you know, we have earbuds that are engineered to sound make that kind of material sound as good as it can.
Yeah.
And our standards have changed a little bit with the times.
It's incredible. I have a friend. She had her playlist on, and it was all ripped from YouTube, you know? And she didn't notice it at all. And I could hear right away, you know, that the low quality file. And people just kind of accept it, and they're like, yeah, I know. For me, it really bothers me. And I think for most audio people, you know, it's best to have like a wave file. And, you know, there's websites like Bandcamp where you can have it in a file that you like. So you could download it in MP3 and, you know, but you could get a wave file or FLAC file. So, I mean, it's crazy that, I mean, people are accepting really low quality MP3s and also, you know, the way that things are mastered nowadays, where it's really pushed and really like almost on the brink of distorting, it kind of teams together to make a not so good listening experience when it could be amazing. You
know? Yeah, it's really interesting, and things are still evolving.
Yeah.
And changing. In fact, you know, your university state is known for its record plants. You know, there's a number of phonograph manufacturing facilities in Ohio, and I think last calendar year saw an upsurge in vinyl sales.
Yeah.
And a downward movement in CDs.
Yeah.
And it's kind of neat.
Yeah. There's a kid from Ohio University who just graduated. I heard that, I don't know him, but I heard that he cuts vinyls and he does mastering for vinyls in Cleveland. And, you know, some people kind of laughed. But seriously, you can make a lot of money mastering for vinyl because it has to have special treatment and doing, you know, cutting vinyls.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I think I heard something that in this year has been the biggest sales in vinyl records in the last, like, 25 years.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's the biggest year in a certain...
I know Jack White sold a lot. So, yeah, there's a lot of people.
This is Marcus Meston. Forgive the inside trade talk kind of stuff, but it's kind of neat to talk to him as an audio production student at Ohio University. That's right, Ohio University.
Yeah.
I almost... don't want to say Ohio State, Ohio University.
Yeah.
And he's also here performing. And we have time, you know, for at least a couple more. What would you like to do next?
I'm going to do this one called Do You Realize?
These are all original songs, by the way, from Marcus.
Okay. Do you realize I won't be here for most of the time, 'cause you know I can't stay here without you by my side. I can't take my heart back from someone that is gone. They say it lasts forever, but I say it's just me. Have
as it hit you, you won't be here by the end of the year, because I can't stay here without you by my side. I can't take my heart back from someone that is gone. They say it lasts forever. Well, I say it's just begun. I know things are a-changing and slow. Most of the time, 'cause you know I can't stay here without you by my side.
Marcus Smeston, do you ever think about other people singing your songs or doing them? I mean,
yeah.
you carry them really well. That's not the reason I asked, but you're pretty prolific in writing, and I think the topics you're writing about are pretty universal, too.
Yeah. That would be – I would love that. I'd love if, you know, Miley Cyrus – I wouldn't feel jealous if somebody did that. That'd be great. I've thought about, you know, doing something like pitching songs or something to a publisher or doing something like that. You can do that online too. If you put a song online and it can get some. But I haven't really pursued that too much. I've just had fun doing my own thing and writing songs.
Well,
and recording.
Yeah, there's time to do that too. I know a number of people that have had success pitching to television or film, and particularly television. There's such a plethora of material right now. So much programming being created by Amazon, by Netflix, by the conventional networks and cable outlets, and they all need music.
Yes, they do. Yeah.
And sometimes they dig deep into old catalogs, but every now and then I'll hear people I know, and it's like, wow.
Yeah.
They used that song, you know, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really awesome. I'd love for that to happen for some, you know, have it placed in something. But I really think it's interesting that Pittsburgh artists especially, they have, you know, there's such a network between, you know, the artists. And I think if there was like a company made or something, you know, like Pittsburgh people, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, you're right. Is I mean, how can I describe it? It's almost like a, you know, so many degrees of separation is probably that there are certain Pittsburgh musicians that if being in a band with somebody who was in a band with somebody else, like you're in that many. Like if I was in a band with you and you were in a band with somebody else.
Right, yeah. Networking, a LinkedIn for bands.
At the end of the day, everybody would be LinkedIn in one way or another.
Yeah, yeah. I think, you know, I noticed that people, if they hear you're from Pittsburgh, they kind of have, you know, they'll help you out. Like, I think the community, the Pittsburgh music community, is awesome, and you know, maybe that's a business idea.
No, I mean, you can hold on to it. Mm-hmm. If you heard that, that was Marcus's idea.
Yeah.
You can make a living as a musician here mm-hmm. in Pittsburgh too. There's a lot of men and women who have done that and who are doing it. And I think it's becoming even easier to do it. Well, maybe not even easier, but there are more ways in which you can do it. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's the best way to put it. Marcus, do you have your website is just marcusmestin.com?
Yep.
So look for his recordings there. I forget if you have anything you can buy.
I have one of my EPs on iTunes, you know, Spotify, Amazon, all that. And I have a new song on SoundCloud that I've been promoting. So that's on my Twitter, and my Twitter name's just at Marcus Mestin. So you can check that out too.
Great. Well, look for Marcus Mestin. It's M-E-S-T-O-N, just like it sounds, Marcus Mestin. And we definitely can get one more. And,
okay.
What would you like to play?
This song's called All Those Words, and this is super new. So.
And thank you for being here too.
Yeah. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's really fun. We're going to have three Remember When Marcus entries at Neighborhood Voices
as we
continue to follow your talent here.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I've had time to think about your mind. The clocks take the timbre and the pitch of it going by. You can see the changes all around. The seasons pass, there's snow on the ground. Yeah, you meant it when you said all those words. Now I'm stuck here, bound to your faded world. Yeah, I'm stuck here, bound to your faded world. I should go right now. Every word is spilling out of your mouth. Don't want to understand what comes out. You can see the changes all around. The seasons pass, there's snow on the ground. Yeah, you meant it when you said to your faded world. Yeah, I'm stuck here, bound to your faded world. I should go right now. You took it farther than it needed. Your reinforcements are depleted. I still like all of your love. But I know they're going to change. Yeah, you meant it when you said all those words. Now I'm stuck here, bound to your faded world. Yeah, I'm stuck here, and I'm stuck here. I'm stuck here, I should go right now.
Marcus Mestin, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.